Looking for a little Hollywood-style fun? Check out Ryan Seacrest's 10K Ways exclusively at Chumba Casino. There's 10,000 ways to play. Get spinning for free at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Welcome back into Morning Drive here on ESPN 102.5 The Game. Robbie Stanley alongside Joe Rexroad from The Athletic. Going through the breaking news right now, Tom Brady has announced on Twitter, on Instagram, that his football journey will take him elsewhere. He is leaving the New England Patriots after 20 years in New England. What a story in sports. We knew this was a possibility. I think, Joe, you and I both believed the most likely scenario would be that he would end up back in New England. That will not be the case, according to Tom Brady announcing about 15 minutes ago that he is going to be leaving the New England Patriots and taking his football journey elsewhere. 615-737-1025. We'll take your reactions, your phone calls, your text messages again at 615-737-1025. Joe, this is crazy stuff, man. I think Tampa, to me, from a pure football perspective, probably makes the most sense. You've got weapons there in Tampa. That offense could be special with Tom Brady there, Mike Evans, Chris Godwin. Again, the LA Chargers have been rumored to be interested in Brady all offseason long. I just don't get that one. I mean, I think talent-wise they're okay, but I don't know why you would put yourself in the same division as Patrick Mahomes if you're Tom Brady. I understand that Tampa Bay is in the same division as Drew Brees, but to me, a little bit different of a comparison there. I just think the Bucs make a lot of sense from a football perspective for Tom Brady.
There's a lot of videos going around of Logan Ryan's pick, Tom Brady's last pass. Yeah. And it is official. The Titans killed that dynasty. As Ryan Porth points out on Twitter, the Titans killed that dynasty. The Preds killed the Blackhawks dynasty.
Yeah, just doing a lot of work here.
Now a Nashville team needs to become a dynasty at some point, but killing dynasties is good. And, yeah, I'm with you. The Chargers would surprise me. The Bucks would be so much fun. I mean, you know, you talk about Mahomes. Well, how about a little Brady and Breeze in the same division?
I'm here for it.
But the surprise team thing, here's what I want to know, Robbie. Like, how long now do we have to wait? Like, you know.
My guess is if he's come out and said this today, you're probably going to see an announcement at some point today. Would be my guess. Now, I don't know that, obviously, but.
No, I want him to drag it out. I want him to go to the Boys and Girls Club of whatever team he's probably going to sign to, and then I want him to announce it LeBron style, 1 hour special on ESPN because we need the content.
You know what? Screw it. Let's get this thing fired up again, Joe. Titans trade Ryan Tannehill to New England.
There you go.
Tom Brady becomes a starting quarterback here in Nashville.
Let's
get it going again.
It was all. Yeah, you get some assets for Tannehill, and boom. Why not? I mean, keep it all open. I love the possibility. Okay, hold on. I'm looking at my guy. Okay, yes. Stephen Holder. Okay, so Stephen Holder covers the Colts for The Athletic, Indianapolis. And earlier, he tweeted a cryptic news may be coming. Okay, so this is before Brady's tweet.
Right.
So then Brady tweets what he tweets, and I'm like,
is he going to Indianapolis?
Now, Stephen immediately tweeted, I wasn't talking about that, but he just tweeted again, per sources, the Colts continue talking with Rivers. Everything indicates the Colts and Rivers. Rivers is their number one target. So here's the thing. If you're the Colts, though, if you have a choice between one aging QB or the other,
why would Brady not be the number one quarterback?
I think the Titans, if it was as simple as choosing, and we'll never know exactly how Brady regarded the Titans in Nashville, but if it's as simple as choosing, I think you'd pick Tannehill over Brady. I'd pick Brady over Rivers, though. Wouldn't you?
Absolutely.
And I know Philip Rivers brought the Chargers back here. We got to see him last year up close. We got to see Brady and Rivers up close. And Brady the last couple of years. I think they're both clearly diminishing. But I would feel better about Tom Brady. I mean, the Colts have the money. I guess I'm a little – and who knows? I mean, first
Maybe
of all –
Maybe Brady has no interest in going to Indy. I don't know.
Yeah. there's a lot. It may not. I'm sure it's not as simple as we prefer Rivers over Brady, but I would certainly kick the tires on Tom Brady rather than just get involved with Philip Rivers. I'm not. If the Colts sign Rivers, I think that's an upgrade over Jacoby Brissett. But I don't think it's. I don't feel like the Colts are all of a sudden like, oh, watch out for the Colts. I do like the Forrest Buckner signing.
Yeah, I mean, this is a crazy story. We'll see how it continues to evolve and where Brady decides to go, but certainly an end of the era in New England. And, Joe, probably a run with the Patriots that we'll never see again. We say that a lot of times in sports, hey, we'll never see anybody do this again, and oftentimes that's not true. We see people do bigger and better things. It's hard for me to imagine in the salary cap era that we're in right now in professional sports that we ever see anything quite like the Brady-Belichick connection in New England over a sustained period of time for 20 years ever again. I mean, it was just – it's remarkable what they've been able to do. It's the greatest run of sustained success, not only in the history of the NFL, but probably in pro sports in general when you're talking about the same group of people or those two guys specifically – being together.
Well, that's the thing. It's just those two, of course. And I think the thing that Brady, certainly one of the greatest quarterbacks ever, huge part of it. But obviously, it's the Patriots' way of, you know, moving on from guys instead of paying guys. I mean, that's the over and over and over again. That's what they did. They made hard decisions to be in the cold, hard business of the NFL. And keep going cheap, 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 and finding quality replacement parts for great players to keep it going. And obviously, in that whole run, I mean, they had some lean times. You know, they had. I mean, they didn't make the playoffs in 08. They had a stretch. They had stretches here and there where they were not top of the AFC. But still, you weave it, you stitch it all together, and you got a Super Bowl in the 01 season. All the way to winning it in the 18 season with those two guys. Yeah, I don't think that will be matched. That's going to be hard to match. Like, could like Andy Reid and Patrick Mahomes do something similar together over the next several years or something like that? I mean, I just it's a hard thing to do. And again, I think Belichick as a personnel guy deserves a ton of credit for a lot of decisions he made. And sort of letting other people sign his players, and he'll go draft somebody and be fine.
I'm here to tell you this right now. This is going to happen at some point today. I would almost guarantee it. There will be some idiot out there that records himself burning a Tom Brady jersey on social media. I guarantee you. It happens. Somebody in Boston, self-quarantining from the coronavirus,
well, I was gonna
is going to light a Brady jersey on fire.
If it's multiple Patriots fans, you know, still practice social distancing while you do it. You know, like throw the lighter 6 feet to the other person and then light the jersey. And you know, keep your distance. Yeah, I don't know. You're right. There's always going to be somebody who will do something. But this is nothing like, I mean, the LeBron thing was prime of his career, and it was the feeling was he was going to be back. And if he leaves, the whole thing collapses. If he stays, they can win championships. This is, I would hope that, I mean, I think 95% of Patriots fans would be like, hey, great run, man. Love you. Good luck. And probably root against him wherever he goes because they don't want to see him go, you know, win
a
big
Super Bowl
somewhere else. Yeah.
How does this make you feel if you're a Titans fan? Now that you know, like we've always just kind of talked about what if Tom Brady leaves New England? What if he is interested truly in going somewhere else? Does this change your opinion at all if you're a Titans fan? And now that you know Tom Brady is going elsewhere and you've still made the decision to sign Ryan Tannehill? I don't know. I mean, I still think Tannehill's the right move, both in the short term and the long term. I like his fit with the offense. I like what he was able to do here with the weapons that they have. But I will say, it does make you consider it a little bit differently now that you know for sure that Tom Brady was interested in leaving the New England Patriots.
Yeah. I mean, if you're a Titans fan who was like, well, I'd probably prefer Brady, but, you know, he's probably just going to go back. Maybe now you're sad. But it seems, Robbie, like most of the response, and it's hard to, you know, it's hard to get a comprehensive view of what a fan base thinks, but man, most people were like, no, I want Tannehill. when we were talking about that. I think it was an overwhelming majority. And I think those people are smart. But I'm sure there are some people who now look at it like, man, if you know for sure he was leaving, why would you not want to have a year or two with him and give it a shot?
Yeah, and it's going to be really interesting to see what the Patriots do now, too. I mean, you've still got Bridgewater out there. Rivers is out there, too, although it looks like he may be going to the Indianapolis Colts in terms of that's their number one target right now. Adam Schefter has just tweeted, despite today's proclamation that he would not be returning to New England, Tom Brady has not made a decision on where he will play next season, and he will be exploring his options per a league source. So it doesn't look like Brady has made the decision yet on where he would be going. So that tells me that he's had conversations with Bill Belichick and the Patriots, and he knew the writing was on the wall. They're not going to be able to come to an agreement, and both sides have decided to move on. Not that he's had somewhere that, you know what, I just got to be there.
Yeah.
Sorry, guys.
Yeah, Tom Curran, NBC Sports Boston, says, my understanding there will be no other Brady announcements today. So, everyone gets to dangle for a while and guess. And every little move now, not that it already wasn't, but is really going to be in the microscope.
But you know why there's not going to be a move? Because he has to get the Boys and Girls Club ready for his big announcement that is going to be, it should be a 2-hour special on ESPN, because we need the content. A 2-hour special on ESPN where in the last hour he announced where he's going.
I mean, they should do a full on, you know, like documentary like they're doing on Jordan. Just put it together really quick and take the whole day with it. People will watch.
You know,
people have time to watch.
You know what's funny? Like, if LeBron were to do the decision thing now, like during this time where we have no sports, I don't think we would have judged him as
Everybody
bad as
would
we
love
do that.
It. Look, I loved it to begin with because he came to my beloved Miami Heat. But, yeah, that would be great now. We could use another decision at this point. Somebody get a camera and get to Brady's house. We can see if we can get this thing figured out in the next day or two.
So you were a big Heat fan before those guys
oh,
came?
Oh, yeah, buddy.
Okay.
Original bandwagon when Shaq came to the Heat. That's when I came.
Oh, okay. So you're still a bandwagoner, just when Shaq came.
Well, yes,
came.
Joe. I was not born in Miami.
Wow. So, hey, if you're an original Miami Heat fan, then, you know, you should love the 1988 Miami Heat.
Well, I was born in 1992, so that's going to be hard to do.
That's another problem, too, I guess. That's another obstacle.
When we come back, we have audio from Jeff Darlington from ESPN talking about the Tom Brady situation. We'll get into that next. This is Morning Drive with Robbie Stanley and Joe Rexroad here on ESPN 102.5 The Game. That's from the Pick 6 podcast on CBS. Every person you just heard in that interview will be somebody burning a Tom Brady jersey later today. Every single one of them. I hope the guy really didn't bet on his mother that Tom Brady was going to come back with the New England Patriots. Wow, what a story, Joe.
Yeah, here's more from Tom Curran, NBC Sports Boston. By the way, when I wrote a column about Brady and Belichick being cheaters, Curran actually had me on the pregame show when they beat the Titans in the playoffs a couple of years ago. And his question basically, it was like on the field before the game, he's like, so you wrote this thing, so explain yourself. That was how he set me up. I'm like, thank you, Tom. And then I did explain myself that, of course, they both cheated. But anyway, Tom Curran, in the end, a tangible effort by the Patriots to keep Tom Brady in New England never happened. No negotiation. Just the intimation that it was on Brady to say what he wanted. For Brady, that stance spoke volumes. So I just want to take that and ask people this. If this is how Belichick feels, if this is, you can call it disrespect or whatever, but again, he's a cold, hard businessman in this league, and it's worked out pretty well for him. But if this is how Belichick feels about Tom Brady, does that tell you anything about how Tom Brady has diminished as a player? I think you could probably go 2-2 on that one if you wanted to.
Yeah. Now, the counter argument to that would be, if you're Brady, well, what do I have to work with? Like, what do you want me to do? I have no one to throw the ball to other than Julian Edelman, who was injury-riddled all season long. So that would be the counter argument to that. Look, I don't think there's any question about it. Tom Brady is not the same player right now that he was 4 years ago or 5 years ago. Is he still good enough to win? That's the question that I think if you're one of these teams like the Bucks, like the Chargers, that's the question you have to answer. Because you know, as soon as you make this decision to sign Tom Brady, I mean, your window is realistically probably 1 year, but two at the max before you're having to tear down, get a new quarterback, and start over again. Do I think Brady is still good enough right now to win a Super Bowl? Yeah, he's got some weapons around him. Do I think Brady with the Tampa Bay Bucs, that offense could be good enough to win the Super Bowl? Yep, I sure do. I mean, that's a lot of weapons on that offense.
Well, I hope that's how it goes, because then we can kill all the, you know, Brady was amazing with no weapons in his whole career thing, because he'll have them. And I understand at 43, but I have my doubts that they would win a Super Bowl with Tom Brady, even with those weapons. Because I don't think he's Tom Brady as we know him, as we knew him. But we'll see. I mean, this is, you know, Belichick now obviously is just trying to keep this thing going and starting a new era. And so does he go out and pay similar money to someone we consider a lesser quarterback to Tom Brady? Again, I think that would at least to tell you what he thinks about Brady.
Jeff Darlington of ESPN, who has been talking about this for a few weeks now in terms of Tom Brady leaving the New England Patriots. He had some comments in reaction to Brady announcing that he will be leaving the New England Patriots and taking his football journey elsewhere. Here's what Jeff Darlington had to say.
He is very interested in joining a number of teams. He covets a head coach who will collaborate with him. He covets a team that is built to win, but not necessarily one that needs to be immediately on the cusp of a Super Bowl. He also would like to be somewhere close to New York, but again, he's throwing a wide net. He would still be willing to go to the Chargers if that was the right fit. For now, though, for Tom Brady, it is about making clear that it's about the next chapter.
So still wants to be somewhere close to New York. I mean, I guess that would depend on what is your definition of close to New York. I mean, Tampa Bay, it's on the same coast, just a little bit farther south.
Philly?
Like Philly? Like, what are we talking about here? Close to New York. No teams really stand out from that aspect.
It's a short flight, man. You know, if you're in the Eastern time zone, it's a short flight.
Yeah, it'll be just fine. Really interesting. And look, and Jeff, kudos to Jeff Darlington on this stuff, because he's been saying this for weeks and weeks, and basically he's been saying, you know what, Tom Brady is not going back to the New England Patriots. And I think most people are just like, yeah, okay, well, I'll believe that when I see it. Well, here we are. Tom Brady is not going back to the New England Patriots, although we don't know exactly where he's going as of yet. I mean, Jeff Darlington deserves a lot of credit. He's been tooting this horn for a while now.
Yeah, Jeff Darlington, actually, well, here you go. He posted a clip of all the times he said it. So
wow.
So Jeff Darlington was ready for this moment.
He is aware,
apparently.
Yes.
He's got a clip on his timeline of him saying that he's leaving. And actually, someone ripped him for it, and his response is, after the accusatory nonsense I've heard from Pats fans and Boston media, you're damn right. Accurate reporting matters to me. Being credible matters to me. Now on to the next chapter. So he is dunking on everyone. He's taking his lap. He deserves it. He was right. He took a lot of crap. And, I mean, it was pretty obvious, and it has been, that he was getting information from Brady's camp, Brady or Brady's camp. So now I guess one thing with that, sometimes you get misinformation out there. And I still think, I mean, if you look at what Curran just reported there, it seems to me like this was Brady – kind of waiting to see, how is Bill going to treat me? How is Bill going to go about this? Is it going to be like everybody else, who, great player, icon, whatever, but you know what? We got to cut your salary. We're moving on. It's a business. Or is it going to be any different? And you know, it's pretty obvious that Brady didn't feel loved here. Didn't feel like Belichick, you know, gave him, you know, the sort of attention or response that he wanted.
No, certainly not. And there are some people out there that are going to be surprised that Belichick went about handling this situation in the way that he did, because we've known it for years. Belichick is a guy, he's always been able to separate the emotion of whatever connection you have to the player to the business aspect of what's good as a whole for the New England Patriots. But even so, even knowing that information, you thought, yeah, but this is Tom Brady. This is a guy he's won 6 Super Bowls with, arguably the greatest quarterback of all time. Surely if you're Bill Belichick, you have to handle this situation differently and with a little bit more of a delicate approach to it. And by all reports out there, it doesn't seem like that's the way that Bill Belichick went about this at all.
There's a big story that came out, a year and a half ago. Seth Wickersham, who's a really good reporter, did a really in-depth piece. And, you know, unfortunately, it's a lot of unnamed sources because a lot of this information you're not getting otherwise. I mean, I've had darn near screaming matches in the studio with Jared Stillman about this, about, you know, this idea of like a Wickersham just going to make this stuff up. No, it's not. Look, these people in the organization said this about Belichick and Brady and their conflict and the Jimmy Garoppolo thing and all that stuff. They said it. Did you hear it directly from Brady and Belichick? No, you never would. Maybe someday. Maybe someday one of them will write a book and we'll get the full inside story from their perspective. But the idea that that was just made up crap is so stupid. Seth Wickersham is not a guy who's going to go out and just make up sources. Of course, it was real sources saying that stuff. And now think of that story and think of now. Of course there was a conflict over Jimmy Garoppolo. And if you're Bill Belichick right now, you'd love to have Jimmy Garoppolo.
Yeah.
You don't have him. But that, to me, I think of now as we look at this situation. I don't think those two were ever the same exactly after that. And I also think that Belichick is probably right if he thinks that Tom Brady is on the way down as a player. He's going to be 43 next year. He's going to be 43 next year. I mean, I watched the guy the last 2 years against the Titans with my own two eyes in a press box and said, ugh. And I understand he won the Super Bowl one of those years.
I was about to say, he did win the Super Bowl one of those times.
An awful, ugly defensive game with like three good passes in it. But still, he won a Super Bowl.
What a crazy story here in sports. I never thought I'd see the day that Tom Brady decided to leave the New England Patriots, but here we are. We'll continue to react to this on the other side of the break. Also get into everything else that has happened in what has been a crazy week so far at the start of NFL free agency. That's next. This is Morning Drive with Robbie Stanley and Joe Rexrode here on ESPN 102.5 The Game. Welcome back into Morning Drive here on ESPN 102.5 The Game. Robbie Stanley alongside Joe Rexrode taking you through this Tuesday morning here in Nashville, Tennessee. A rainy Tuesday morning in Nashville, Tennessee. And no, the rain is not the tears falling from the sky in Boston, in the New England area. After Tom Brady has announced that he is leaving the New England Patriots, his football journey will take place elsewhere. Reports are that he has not made a decision yet in terms of where he's going to play next year, but certainly the Buccaneers interested, the LA Chargers interested, a whole lot of interest out there for Tom Brady. So it's going to be very interesting to see what decision Brady comes to into where he wants to play next year. Joe, this is we're watching kind of a legendary duo end right before our very eyes. And I do wonder, like, if you're the Patriots, are you comfortable in Jared Stidham? We saw him play last year in the preseason. We had Karen Garrigan from the Boston Herald join us on the show here a couple weeks ago saying, you know, you don't really know what you have in Jared Stidham. They were happy with what they saw from him in the preseason. But as we know, preseason NFL football and the real regular season NFL football could not be more opposite. Just two totally different things. So going to be interested to see what's next. Like, what are the Patriots going to do at the quarterback position? And how would you like to be the guy that steps into New England, taking on the starting quarterback role for the Patriots and following in the footsteps of Tom Brady? You talk about big shoes to fill. I mean, that's about as big as it gets in the world of sports.
Yeah, they lost in the first round of the Titans. Pick six.
Oh,
whatever.
My gosh.
Yeah, well, Andy Dalton will give it a roll. You know, he'll
never count out the red rifle in front of me. He's ready to go, baby.
He's confident. I'm sure if it's a question of would I rather follow in the footsteps of Brady or still be in the Cincinnati Bengals organization, you know.
I'd rather follow in the footsteps of Brady.
It's an easy answer. Yeah, Stidham will continue to be the backup. That's the thing. As much intrigue as there is over Tom Brady and where he's going to land, I am almost as interested in what Belichick's replacement is. You know, what's Belichick's plan here, and what can he do? Because both of these guys, you know this, they had an unbelievable partnership. Like you said, it's really I can't think of anything that lasted that long with so many other different people around them and so many different versions of that team. But with those two, and you win six championships over that span of time. But both of those guys, you don't get to this without some ego, and they are both going to be hell-bent on proving that they can do it without the other one now.
Keith tweets in and says, the Titans missed a one-time opportunity. It's disappointing. Greg tweets in and says, how fast can the Titans rescind the Tannehill contract? So a lot of Titans fans out there reacting to...
Well, now there's two people now. That's two people.
Well, it's more than just two. Well,
I think a poll is a good idea. I'd like to see as much polling of Titans fans as possible.
I think a lot of Titans fans never really thought him leaving New England was a possibility.
I think there are some people like that for sure. But again, I mean, I tried to pose it, and I think a lot of people did too. Like, let's just say you just have a choice. Let's say he is. And let's say that there is a choice. Who are you taking? From what I could tell before this, it was largely pro Tannehill over pro Brady, which I applaud, by the way.
Mike Reese from ESPN has tweeted out a quote from Robert Kraft of the Patriots. Quote, Tommy initiated contact last night and came over. We had a positive, respectful discussion. It's not the way I want it to end, but I want him to do what is in his best personal interest. After 20 years with us, he has earned that right. I love him like a son. End quote.
Tommy.
There from Robert. Everybody Tommy, knows Tommy. Tommy.
So last night he came over. They had a couple beers. They made fun of Belichick.
Yeah.
And Brady went home.
Went home and said, you know what? This is it.
Man. Well, it's a good week for any sort of news. So
got a text in on the text line that says, so do the Bills run the AFC East now? Like, is it their division now? The Buffalo Bills? Got Stephon Diggs in there yesterday, man.
I don't trust the guy throwing to Stephon Diggs, yeah.
That's Josh Allen's league now.
Josh Allen's division.
It is
baby.
The Josh Allen era.
Maybe I like what the Dolphins have been doing. Maybe the Dolphin little Tua come right in there.
So Tua, Josh Allen, and Sam Darnold.
The next dynasty in the AFC East.
Why did you laugh?
Tua.
That wasn't meant to be a joke, Joe. It is Tua, Sam Darnold, and Josh Allen.
And
Jared
Stidham. Yeah.
So you got an Alabama quarterback, an Auburn quarterback, and then you got Sam Darnold and Josh Allen.
USC and Wyoming. Yeah, I don't think Josh Allen's very good, and that's my problem with the Bills. But that's the odds-on favorite to win the division next year, right?
I mean, you got to give them some kind of credit.
It depends on who the Patriots sign.
It does. But, yeah, let's wait and see.
You got to give them some credit for the playoff game, though. Even though they lost that game, he played pretty well.
He did for a while.
And then he turned into Josh Allen.
And then the arm punting resumed. There's a lot of arm punting with Josh Allen.
Got a text in on the text line that says, Brady will be mediocre without the opposing team's locker room being bugged. Maybe he takes that with him from New England.
Maybe that's what him and Robert Kraft was discussing. Yeah, it was like a divorce, like settlement meeting. Like,
now, you know you can't disclose our bugging of opposing team locker rooms, right?
Okay, but I get the camera. I get to take the camera with me wherever
I go.
We're
going Spygate 2.0 somewhere else, baby. Tampa Bay Spygate 2.0.
Oh, man.
Wow.
This is going to be fun.
This is what we needed, Joe.
Yeah.
I know you don't like the Tom Brady talk as much.
Oh,
but do you
like everything
now?
Oh, I love everything now. Yes, I love it all. I want more Tom Brady talk now. Again, like for anyone, and there are a lot of sports media people I've seen ripping like the NFL for like letting business continue. Shut up. This is badly needed. This is great.
It's just the latest in what's been a crazy start to the week in NFL free agency. The Titans lose out on Jack Conklin. Conklin moves on to the Cleveland Browns, signs a 3-year, $42 million contract, $30 million of which is guaranteed. Obviously, yesterday, the Titans also deciding to put the franchise tag on Derrick Henry. Joe, this has been nuts to start the NFL free agency period. I don't remember, and maybe it's just because we don't have a ton of other things going on in the world of sports, but I don't remember like so many crazy things happening in NFL free agency. I guess even before it officially begins tomorrow, on Wednesday, the official start of free agency. But it's been a crazy past 24 hours in the NFL.
Well, yeah. For one, you've got nothing else. You've got coronavirus and you got NFL free agency as news items in this country right now. But also, I mean, look, every free agency period does not have Tom Brady moving. So that and it's just an overall the quarterback crop this year. It just it times out that you've got a lot of really significant names moving around. Ben Volin, senior writer at the Boston Globe, quoting a source, quote from the source, they gave Tom a number. He didn't want it. So, wow. so that's a little bit different from what Tom Curran reported, which was almost sort of like, eh. But there was at least a number expressed here. Would love to know what that number was.
Yes, I would too. Speaking of another number, I'd love to know what it is. Marcus Mariota to the Las Vegas Raiders. Looks like he's going to end up there with the Raiders, backing up, you would presume, Derek Carr. No numbers or figures have been announced yet on Mariota's contract with the Raiders. Would be interested to know how much money he's going to be making there, because I think maybe you look around the league. I mean, heck, even now that Brady is gone from New England, maybe the Patriots would have been an interesting place for Marcus Mariota. Certainly would figure that Bill Belichick would welcome Mariota over the likes of Jared Stidham. And I think, you know, if anywhere is going to make Mariota work, New England would probably be a good start at that place.
Yeah.
Bill Belichick could do some magic.
Yeah, I mean, I think certainly that's the thing, though. Like, I think certainly Mariota would be attractive as a backup to anyone. But, you know, but he's not going to be – like, he wouldn't have been Belichick's choice to be the starter coming in, right? I don't believe so. I don't know if I don't like the Raiders a ton for Mariota, but I don't know that this really changes things. I mean, it's Dalton or Bridgewater, or who am I not thinking of?
Rivers is still out there,
but I mean, we think Rivers of the Colts.
Yeah,
that sounds like it's advanced.
Famous Jameis, baby. Brady too.
I mean,
the
that
Bucks,
could be fun.
Jameis to the Patriots.
If you're Belichick, you're like, I can fix this kid. Ton of talent.
He's got that LASIK. Bring him in
talent.
Here.
That's right.
Let's go to Adam, who wants to weigh in on Tom Brady's news. Adam, thanks for calling in to ESPN 102.5 The Game.
Hey, man. Yeah, I think it's stupid, man. He's too proud. He needs to retire, man, because honestly, if you can't go back to New England, if you can't get your boy Vrabel to let you skip camp, he's not going to want to do everything that everybody else is doing. He's too old. Honestly, man, he's already got money. His old lady's got money. I would say absolutely retire right now, because if not, you're going to go to the Chargers, who are garbage, and you're going to have to work really hard just to get them to 500. And why would you want to spend your last 2 years like that? It's not going to be a repeat of Joe Montana, man. It's way, way different. I would just retire since you can't be with your buddy.
Hey, thanks for the call, Adam. I think it just kind of boils down to Brady just wants to keep playing football. Like, he wants to keep playing, he wants to play at a high level, and he wants to be compensated for it. I mean, he's never really been a guy that's been paid the big money in terms of quarterback contracts. He's always taken deals for less money, restructured those deals to allow the Patriots to be as competitive as they've been, and maybe at some point you're just like, you know what? I'm not doing that anymore. Like, I've made too many sacrifices. I'm not doing it again.
I think more than that, though, I think this is the prove your point time of his career. I mean, I really think that he wants to go somewhere and show that, one, that he can still be great, which is I think a big ask, but also that he can do this without Belichick, especially the way this all apparently went down. So yeah. Brady and Belichick now are like, I guarantee you they're both going to be driven, and Brady has more control over how that affects him, but they're both going to be driven by this, because it's going to be debated forever. You're right. This is an unprecedented dynasty, and it's also always the debate. Is it more Brady? Is it more Belichick?
Yeah.
I mean, it was both of them, but Brady in particular, he wants to go out there and show people that you know, that he can do this without Belichick.
When we come back, we'll continue to take your phone calls on Tom Brady, 615-737-1025. Take your calls and your text messages reacting to the news of Tom Brady leaving the New England Patriots. Also get into a discussion of there were two crazy trades yesterday in the NFL regarding wide receivers. Which move was better? We'll get into that next. This is Morning Drive with Robbie Stanley and Joe Rexroad here on ESPN 102.5 The Game. As Denzel Washington said in Remember the Titans, this is our time. It's the time for the Buffalo Bills. Tom Brady is out in New England. Stephon Diggs is in Buffalo. They're making the push, Joe, for the AFC East crown. It's about time. We need some Buffalo Bills in our lives. More Buffalo Bills football, the better we can get. I mean, I'll watch as much Josh Allen as I can watch.
There's not enough tables in the world to get smashed through once the Bills start winning.
Can you imagine what those parties are going to be like with the Bills Mafia when Stephon Diggs gets there and they've got, you know, a 12-4 team winning the AFC East, baby?
Were they doing that stuff? I got to ask Pete Weber this. Were they doing that stuff back when they were going to and losing every Super Bowl?
I mean, probably.
I don't remember.
It's so
cold there.
Like, you got to do something. Yeah. To get your body moving.
Just wondering how long has that table smashing tradition been a thing? I've only been seeing it now for a couple of years.
Well, how many tables do you think are getting smashed today in Buffalo with Brady leaving New England? I imagine a spare few.
Though they did just lose Jordan Phillips to the Cardinals, by the way. That's actually an underrated loss for the Bills. Stephon Diggs is a nice pickup.
You think anybody cares about that in Buffalo right now?
I mean, I
probably not.
Hey man, Bills Mafia.
Look, I'm with you.
Bills Mafia knows its team. That's a loss. Stephon Diggs is a nice gain. Josh Allen is still your quarterback. Don't get too excited.
Wow.
I'm sorry.
Maybe Brady's going to Buffalo.
He's got limitations.
Wouldn't that be something?
Brady to Buffalo. Yeah. I mean, what is there someone we're not thinking of that would be off the wall but actually could happen?
Like in terms of a team?
Yeah. I mean, like the Colts would be that's like the outside the box thing that apparently isn't happening. But is there someone else out there?
Well, I threw out Minnesota yesterday, and then Minnesota decided to give Kirk Cousins a contract extension, so you can pretty much toss that one out the door. I don't know. I mean, look, I'm going to throw it out there. This is not going to happen, but I just want to create chaos again. The Titans trading Tannehill, bringing Brady back in there, baby. I am here for it. It would be such an awful move from a PR perspective in terms of Ryan Tannehill. It'd be a really bad thing to do, but can you imagine? Just be like, hey, we thought we were going to sign you, but we're sending you off. Brady's coming in. Sorry, dude.
Hey there, slugger. How's it going?
Brother.
How's it going, man?
You're welcome for the contract, but it ain't going to be here, boss.
Tana man, because you the man. Oh, by the way, we're trading you.
Can you imagine?
How about the Jaguars? I mean, if Tom Brady says it's not, this is according to Darlington, like it doesn't have to be a Super Bowl team right now, because Brady's got all the time in the world to build something, you know? Let's go ahead and let's have a nice slow build, and when I'm 48, we'll be ready to win it all. So the Jaguars are rebuilding, so bring in Brady. Forget about Minshew Magic and Nick Foles, and let's bring in Tommy, and they can slowly grow together into a great team.
Did have somebody on the text line say Brady to the Jags. Also, the Cowboys, baby. Never count out Jerry Jones. I know they just tagged Dak Prescott, but Brady to the Cowboys.
There's no team safe out here.
No team is safe.
From Tom Brady.
Tom Brady mania about to take over once again.
Tom Brady's interest goes wherever he feels like it goes.
If Dak doesn't sign the tag, you know, they could rescind it. And, man, I would love to see some Tom Brady and some Jerry Jones.
Oh, I would too.
I would not.
No?
I
think that'd be pretty
entertaining. I like to see them suffer every year. So it's best if they just stay 7-9 for the remainder of my lifetime.
Jeff Darlington had comments about where Brady's interest could potentially lie now that he's made the decision not to return to the New England Patriots. Here's what Jeff Darlington had to say.
Well, I mean, I think it is fascinating from Brady's perspective that, once again, I think people were expecting Brady to be looking at the football landscape and saying, where is a better roster than New England? And that's not necessarily the whole story. By all means, Greeny, you're absolutely right. Like, finding a place that is capable of winning is certainly important. But, like, let's talk about the Bucks, for instance. I don't think that people going into this next season would have had the Bucks as a Super Bowl potential contender. And yet, I think Brady can look at the Bucks organization, at least, and say that this is a team that has weapons on offense, that has a defense that was ranked generally in the top five in most categories toward the end of last season, a coach who is very compatible. We can look back to his days with Pittsburgh, with Ben Roethlisberger, when he would allow Roethlisberger to have a lot of say in game planning. When you look at those, the makeup of that team, you can start to understand what Brady is looking for. And I'm not saying that he'll wind up with the Bucks necessarily. It's possible. But I think it's important to look at that and say, maybe we need to open our minds here and say that it's not just about the team that's on the cusp of the Super Bowl, but instead one that Tom Brady can be a part of, can kind of impart some of the wisdom, create a new culture, and then perhaps get that team to a Super Bowl.
He's got all the time in the world, man.
Here's some wisdom. Just be our Yoda. Just be our Yoda, Tom. Get all the young guys going, and eventually you'll have a winner.
Got 20 years in New England. You get in that warm Florida sunshine down there in Tampa Bay. Not as hard on your joints. You don't have to play in cold weather like you do in England. 20 more years, baby. Play another 20 years in Tampa Bay.
Why not?
Talk about it.
You could be like a kicker quarterback.
Yeah, man.
Like George Blanda. And I think Blanda played till 48. I think that's right.
Just build. It's all about the slow build here for Tom Brady. You get all the time in the world.
The Bucks should
43 is the new 23.
The Bucks should go back to creamsicle uniforms if they do have Tom Brady, because he could be like the next Steve DeBerg in Tampa.
Wow,
that is some. Yeah, that's some slander.
I did enjoy.
I'm sorry, that's some slander.
That is some slander. I did enjoy the creamsicle uniforms, because I'll be honest with you, the uniforms Tampa Bay has now, maybe the ugliest in professional sports.
Yeah, they're terrible.
And that would absolutely factor into my decision-making if I'm Tom Brady. I've made all this money. I've won 6 Super Bowls. You better clean up your act with your uniforms, or I'm not coming there.
Yeah, like, I don't want to play in an XFL team's uniform.
Yeah.
I agree. The creamsicle were way better in Tampa Bay.
Need to go back. That's
right,
for sure.
I keep refreshing Twitter to see it. Ryan Tannehill, by the way, is going to be available today. Of course, not in person. That would not be responsible. He will be available by teleconference to media, to Titans media. So interesting to hear what he has to say at 11:30.
Yeah, hopefully he hadn't been traded by that point for Tom Brady.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, I guess this is this scheduled before or after the trade to New England?
That's a good question. Yeah. Got a text in on the text line, says, Tom Brady to LSU. I don't think the NCAA would be able to say no. Change the rules and let him play for Coach O, baby. Man, you talk about some entertainment. Mic up Tom Brady and put him with Orgeron on the sideline there.
If LSU can still have Will Wade as head basketball coach, I think it can have Tom Brady as quarterback.
Yeah, I'm all for it.
I am too.
Nate from Nashville texts in, says, but what teams will allow Tom to take over? I feel like there are more that won't than will. I mean, yeah, I mean, I don't think the pool for Tom Brady right now is very big.
Take over, in other words,
you know, run with the system he wants to run, you know, have the influence on that offense that you would expect Tom Brady would want to have.
Yeah, well, yeah, I think that comes with the thing, right? That comes with the territory.
It's got to.
He's not coming in being a wallflower and saying, teach me the game. You know, you've got to shape your system to Tom Brady if you're signing Tom Brady. So, and you got to, I would think that you would welcome his willingness to be vocal and all that, right? I mean, I think that's that's served him well.
Got a text in on, this is big news, Joe. Got a text in on the text line that says, the Buccaneers are getting new uniforms this season. There's your sign. That may be, I mean, that's as close to evidence as you're going to get. They're changing the uniforms. It's a new era in Tampa Bay, baby.
Do we have mock-ups?
I don't know. We have to find some. Okay, real quickly, I know we've got to hit a break here in a second. Lindsey Jones from The Athletic going to join us to start the 9 o'clock hour to continue to break down this Brady story developing out of New England. But we had Charles Robinson from Yahoo Sports on last week. Floated out the idea of maybe going to Tampa Bay and Antonio Brown coming there as well. Do you think that would be a smart idea for the Bucs to include that in their pitch to Tom Brady if he decides to go there?
Well, I think Antonio Brown playing in this league anymore is very questionable, and being on your team is very questionable. There's a lot of issues with that guy. But I understand the interest in his talent. And as Robinson pointed out, apparently Tom Brady, this is something that it's apparently on Instagram, Tom Brady, likes his posts a lot or something. Like, he stalks Antonio Brown
on social media.
So has he been sending out smoke signals on IG? I don't know. But, hey, just the thought of purely the football thought of it is pretty scary.
When we come back, Lindsey Jones from The Athletic will join us to continue the discussion on Tom Brady leaving the New England Patriots. We'll also get into some other news and notes in what's been a crazy week so far in NFL free agency. You're listening to Morning Drive, live from the Wholesale Inc. studio, powered by RumbleOn.com with Robbie Stanley and Joe Rexro. This is ESPN 102.5 The Game.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Game night's fun until someone spends 5 minutes lining up one shot. Chalk, breathe, re-chalk. Still aiming. While they figure it out, I fire up Chumba Casino. I can spin anywhere, anytime, and there's always a new social casino game every week. Spins happen way faster than that shot. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.